The Energy Minister, Chris Bowen, has reassured the nation that Australia's fuel supply remains secure, with shipments arriving as scheduled and enough reserves to cover the country for 37 days. That's despite filling stations in some regional communities running dry. The federal government has proposed delivering high sulphur petrol from Brisbane's Leeton Ampol refinery to regional towns in an effort to slow spiralling fuel prices. This fuel is normally exported to countries with lower fuel standards. Shadow Minister for Defence James Patterson told Channel 9's Today Show that Australia is not yet at the point where fuel rationing is necessary, but that the country will have to start looking at increasing the flow from Asian refineries.
Look, I don't think we're at that point yet, but the reality is that the Strait of Hormuz is not going to be reopened anytime soon, and the crude oil that comes from the Middle East to Asian refineries in places like Singapore and Korea and Japan is ultimately the source of a big proportion of the petrol and diesel that we use in this country. So unless that strait can be reopened, unless that oil can flow, we will start to draw down on those stockholding obligations.